from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon, I'm Brad Obey. Mother Nature is going to offer some great weather for the 29th edition of Welcome to Timmins Night. It's set for 3rd Avenue from 6 to 8 p.m. this evening. Last year, 50 nonprofit booths were at the event, and organizers are hoping to exceed that total. The night is geared to help newcomers and existing locals know what services and activities are available. The Timmins area is the hotspot for active forest fires in the Northeast. That's word from MNRF Communications Specialist Isabelle Chenard. She says there's 3 active fires in the region, with a 4th near Nighthawk and Grassy Lakes declared out. A fire south of Timmins near Horwood Lake is not under control, and another near Chapleau is being held by fire crews. Chenard reminds you to be careful if you see fire crews in the same area that you're camping or fishing in.
And if you're out on the waterways and you happen to see a water bomber, they're really cool to watch and stuff like that. But we do ask you to please move over to the side of the lake so that they can perform their scoop safely and tend to the fire.
Chenard says the largest fire south of Timmins near Kanagamissi Lake is now under control after fire crews used a water bomber to tackle the blaze. Despite all the rain, the forest fire rating in the Northeast is currently high, and Chenard says everyone should be fire safe and mindful of the conditions. A Timmins man is facing a sexual assault charge following an investigation by Kirkland Lake, Ontario Provincial Police last Wednesday. The 29-year-old is charged with sexual assault and luring a person under 18 by using telecommunications. The police are not releasing the name in order to protect the identity of the victim. The deadline for Ontario childcare operators to apply for the $10 a day program is being extended. The Canadian Press obtained a letter sent today by the provincial government to municipalities informing them the deadline is being moved from September 1st to November 1st. The letter states the extension is being put in place so operators have more time to make decisions and ensure more parents can see savings. Municipalities are also being told that they have to share an example of standard agreement for the program with all licensed operators in their region by August 29th. And one of the largest music festivals in Canada has been canceled for the 3rd consecutive year. The Havelock Country Jamboree has drawn as many as 20,000 fans, but was canceled in 2020 and again in 2021. There's been no explanation given for this year's decision, which came 2 days before the event was to begin. The Jamboree celebrated its 30th anniversary in 2019. For these stories and more, you can visit MyTimmonsNow.com.